coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel. It's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
Hello, commuters. This is Brenda Boo back with Drive Time to Nova. In the driver's seat, we have one.
The Faye driver.
That's right. This is my pre-birthday party. I have come to Canada. Faye driver is laying out his best car, his best suit, yep, and his best disposition for our... Right. Day together.
We are happy, happy, happy. You should hear how many times I've agreed with Brenda already. We've only been here for 20 minutes.
Well, it's a wise thing to do to make your company happy.
Right.
But here we are. I want to share with you, I haven't shared this with Faye yet. He's already managed to make my already high blood pressure go up a little bit a couple times with his driving. But anyway.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'll calm down.
Well, you know, you're in the front seat. You don't have any control. You have confidence in your driver, but...
So driver.
Well, these people can slam on their brakes at any time.
Yes. Well, certainly we need to be prepared for all unexpected occurrences, especially when you're driving quickly.
Yes, in an amount of congested traffic. Anyway... We're back in the HOV. We're feeling fine. And we're on our way to Granville Island.
Granville Island. Love it.
This is a place where all the up-and-coming people go. People who have Mondays off. Woo-hoo.
There's also the Emily Carr College of Art and Design is here, too. So there'll be lots of young artistic types.
Oh, plenty of eye candy. So what we were just talking about is on the one more recent Pink Wheel Nuts, Faye gave us a live action getting stopped by the Popo, and I enjoyed it. I was trying to think, what is he thinking? He's really given his best, what's the word?
Behavior?
You know, yeah, but what I'm thinking, like, what's that word for, like, when you're... You're playing...
Canasta?
Poker face, yeah, basically. He was like, uh-huh. And I was thinking, now what is he thinking? Is he pissed? Is he like, oh, finally I got caught. I deserve this. What were you thinking?
And I love how you're stuffing the mic in my face like this is some sort of expose.
What do you have to say about all this?
I am not working for the Russians. I was a little bit miffed because I knew I was caught, and I was caught red-handed, so I had no excuse. So that was like, ah, crap, they got me.
Mm-hmm. Another follow-up question. Do you ever tell Mr. Anderson about these speeding tickets?
He is aware that I received a ticket.
Just kidding.
So he's fully in the loop. So I'm not. I don't hide anything from him.
Eventually. What's his reaction to that?
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be too.
Those are parked cars, by the way.
upset about it.
Okay.
I think he does a little eye roll and carries on with his life.
I'm not trying to start anything. I just was curious because we all know how he loves to be a passenger in your car.
Right, yeah. And you know, yeah, whatever. He knows this is the cost of doing business if you want to be associated with the Faye driver.
Anyway, so back to your reaction. And what prompted you to pull this archive out and share it with everybody?
Well, I don't know. I think I thought it was amusing.
Yes, it was.
And I don't get caught by the police very often. My last infraction was 5 years ago.
That's not true. I've heard you talk about going to tickets and fighting them
since
I've been here, and I've only been here 4 years, so tell me about that.
The last infraction that's on my record that I wasn't able to fight and get removed was 5 years ago. So from the police's perspective, I have a pretty good record.
Sounds like a little bit of revisionist history over here.
No, it won't hurt them.
There's a lot of chunkiness happening in
there. Yes, it's because this stupid car is a stupid car.
Oh, I see.
I hate this car sometimes.
There was a little bit of a waka 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 and something.
I need to give it, it needs a reboot.
A reboot? Is that a boot or a boot? A boot or a boot? Is there a difference? The Canadian boot? Sidetrack. Canadians are not just Americans light, I have to tell you. Are you okay?
Yep.
Because I saw an article that said that the Canadian TSA agents got this big chunk of money together and sent pizzas to the TSA agents in the U.S. that were working without pay. And I just like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Because they know, like, if for some reason, if our agents weren't working, that would fuck up their jobs, too. And plus, you know, it's illegal.
Wait a minute. It wasn't TSA.
That's what it was.
It's air traffic controllers.
Oh, okay.
ATC.
Oh, sorry about the initials thing.
Right. Let's get it straight. They're not guards. They're air traffic controllers.
Sorry. Well, who is it? Reagan made it illegal for them to go on strike?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So, I think they knew what they were going through, and they just sent this little gesture across the border and said, here, we appreciate you. I can't see. I don't know if U.S. would have done that or not. It doesn't seem like a U.S. thing to do.
Probably not.
Yeah. So, I wanted to acknowledge that.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that was very nice.
Right.
Anyway, back to your...
Okay, yeah. So, whatever. I was driving fast. I had just started my trip. I thought it was going to be a great day. It was a holiday. It was like New Year's Day or something, I think.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't. It was like Christmas Day or something. It was some sort of a holiday. And I thought, perfect time to go out. No one's going to be out on the road. And I can drive like a maniac without putting too many people in danger.
Well, it couldn't have been Christmas Day because then it wouldn't have been on your Christmas ridden.
Yeah, it was. This happened before the Christmas Day run. So
yeah.
It was some holiday day. It was a couple months ago, I guess. In any case, so there they were. It must have been Thanksgiving Day. That had to be it. Canadian Thanksgiving. Because I knew it was a holiday and I didn't think anyone would be out. But lo and behold, there they were.
Well, they're out looking for travelers.
Yeah.
In the U.S., that's what happens. There's more coverage.
And this is a place where they've set up before. And this is an area where nobody obeys the speed limit, this particular zone. So it's a perfect spot. So I should have known better.
Did I hear you right saying that you were one of, like, six cars they pulled over at the same time?
Yeah, so...
What'd they do? Just point at you and say, come over? How do they do that?
Typically, they run out into the middle of the road, the middle of the highway, and they point, and they... Like, you either run them over or you stop.
Jeez. Do they come out in the road?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Because
like
there were five or six cops all set up on the side of the road, and you know one guy would have the radar gun and he'd ping you and you'd get nabbed, and he'd run out into the middle of the road and make you pull over, and then now his job is to do the ticket writing, so he gives the radar gun to the next cop who's standing waiting because he's finished writing his ticket.
Wow!
So it was a speed trap. Right?
Damn. That's a lot of danger just to give the government a little money and to send a message. slow down.
And then, so you heard me say, you heard the policeman say 40 over, which is excessive speeding. And here in British Columbia, excessive speeding is a big, big deal.
Oh.
But if they actually do, so they have the ability to impound your car if you're doing excessive. But they don't, because it's a major pain in the ass for them.
Because
it's a huge paperwork, and they got to get tow trucks to come and take your car away. And then they get all tied up in court, and it's just, it's a very arduous process for the police to give you an excessive speeding ticket. Unless you're actually really fucking, like, if I was doing, you know, 160 in a 60 zone, then they'd be like, all right, you're a maniac, you're a danger to society, let's get you off the road, right?
Right.
But when I was doing 105 kilometers, which is not even 55 miles an hour, on a four-lane highway, right? So,
hey, no, take that down a notch. That's not correct. 80 is like 6. I thought 80 was like 55 miles.
80 kilometers is 50 miles per hour.
Okay. So what were you going?
I was doing 105 kilometers.
So you just got done saying that 105 was like 50, and we've just established that like 80 is like 50. So what were you going?
All right, so 100 is, I got to think, it's must be 50, 55, 60. So I was doing 62 miles an hour.
In a 55 zone? No.
50. In a
40?
40 mile zone.
Yeah, well, okay.
I guess that's a little bit fast. But what should really be like the highway is easily rated as you could drive 50 miles an hour on that highway and not even realize you're speeding, because it's a big wide four laner. Whatever, they got me. I was breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Well, in my country, they too like to find people for speeding, but what they'll do is they'll put a sign on the highway and says, you're being monitored by camera for this speed. And I got nabbed with those twice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think about it or notice that, then you're like just driving along, doing 70 and a 55, and then they send you your picture of you and your license plate. And that seems like a safer way to do that than getting those poor guys out on the road.
But the point of putting those guys out on the road is to make them known, to educate the public. We are here, you know, we're here reminding you that the world is driving too fast.
Yeah.
So it's a deterrent for everybody, not just for the bad people.
Bad people. Are you calling me a bad person?
Well, I mean me.
It totally surprised me, because I remember Eric's like, you got a speeding ticket. And I was like, what do you mean I got a speeding ticket? Nobody stopped me and gave me a ticket. You're crazy.
Right.
So once I realized where the actual spot was, I calmed down. Because that's weird when you don't even...
Yeah.
So...
Look at this nice looking building here. Doesn't it look like a box of chocolates?
It is. It's got... looks like wood paneling and then like green colored glass.
Layers of glass, green glass, and oaky-looking wood.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Where are we now in proximity to where we were before?
We are in Vancouver proper. We're in what you could call, I guess, the west area of Vancouver. We're about 5 minutes from Granville Island. As you saw behind this building, it's another funky looking building. All these buildings are new here. All this construction is relatively new, less than 5 years old, I would say. You'll see the city skyline here as we peek. Look at that piece of art. Wow, cool. Looks like a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
There's the skyline of Vancouver, the skyscrapers and high-rises.
Plus, the mountains are very visible today. There's always a certain amount of weird haze. What is that haze?
I think it's fog.
No, I saw fog on my way here. It was cool. I was coming up above the valley and then driving down, and then there was a haze, but the building was a little bit higher than the haze. We are giving a pedestrian the right-of-way, but he's not taking advantage of it. I think those pedestrian right-of-way cause more accidents than they prevent. Because if you're driving down the road and you have your eye up ahead like you do, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden people are stopped and you're like, what the hell? And then you see Granny walking across the street. I've almost hit people several times because of these pedestrian right-of-way BSs.
Right.
So we actually had lunch down here. I think it was maybe my last year's birthday. He took me to a place that had a table that went around.
Oh, yes. The 555... what's the name of that place? Harbor Center. 555 Seymour? 555 Dunsmuir?
555 Banana?
Harbor Center, the rotating restaurant.
I thought I just saw it. Is it around here?
You did, yes, you did. You did see it.
And that was cool. It's slow enough that you really don't really realize it's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. So we weren't having to hang on to plates or anything.
Right. And there is a ledge that if you accidentally place your drink or your sunglasses or your wallet on the ledge, mm-hmm. you'll find it. Your sunglasses will disappear because the ledge doesn't move, but everything else does. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. I'm on board. Mm-hmm. These condos that we're driving by are very modern looking, but in almost a retro modern looking way, don't you think?
This is an interesting description. You need to describe that a little better. Not sure I understand.
So there's a lot of glass, and which I consider a more modern thing, like... Seems like in the past there might have been just more wall.
So yes, cement and bricks and such.
Yeah, so there's a lot of glass. But then where they do have actual material that makes it private, like the floor, some of the panels are colored in kind of like a Partridge Family style.
Oh, yes.
School bus.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes. It has a bit of a 70s vibe to it.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
There's one of my favorite restaurants, Da Dutch, and I'm not stuttering. It's Da Dutch.
There's the police station.
Uh-oh.
The big main police station.
The Popo. There's a police station or a jail in some town in the U.S. where if you're up above it, it looks like cufflinks or handcuffs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if that's an accident or what. So tell these folks, how much would a condo like this just across the way, how much? Oh, there's a Dalmatian dog.
Okay, so well, these are townhouses here. It's a 1-2-3-story townhouse. They're probably about maybe 1,600 square feet over the in all three floors. And I'm guessing right there in the neighborhood that we're in here, that place is going to be $1.2 million for a 1,600 square foot.
Would that come with the parking?
You'd probably have one stall in the basement in an underground. We're paralleling right now a very historic railway. There's that railway track there.
Yes.
It's kind of a famous historic railway. And they were trying to actually bring back... It was a trolley car railway that would go east-west through the city. Uh-huh. And they were... working on getting the old trolleys back in operation as a transit route here and to use this old railway track.
Did it come to fruition?
Well, I don't see any trolleys driving on it, so...
Well, we could be just missing them.
We might be, yeah.
There's a building to our left that has really embraced the the use of glass bricks. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many glass bricks in one place.
Mm-hmm. This is a little older now. Like, these buildings are probably from the 80s.
Nothing 70s wrong with the 80s.
Right?
They're all in good shape.
We're going to now just peek over and go... We're going to get off this busy street and go the back way into Granville Island.
Oh, now I just see a building here that is much... There are, okay, how do I describe it? It looks like a wave. So, like, at the bottom of the building, there's fewer.
I can describe it for you.
Oh, yeah. What is that building?
That twisted, the twisted one? It's like a Jenga. You know the Jenga game with all the blocks? And it's a Jenga tower that has had a twist put into it. So, the bottom row of Jengas are offset by, like, whatever, 90 degrees from the top ones, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's bigger on top than the bottom.
Yeah, it's a funny building, eh? That's a new building as well.
This is a very nice area of town. I could live here.
You could.
But not based on the amount of money I make. Emotionally, I could live here. It's funny to think, like, when I go into bigger cities like this, like when I used to go to Chicago once in a while.
Oh, crap, we can't turn.
Uh-oh.
So there's this, we want to go this way down here to Granville Island. Oops, I guess we are breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Didn't Lana want us to turn like that.
There it is. So Granville Island.
We're driving underneath the Granville Street Bridge right now. We have on one side of us is the marina with a bunch of sailboats. Mm-hmm. And
there's our restaurant because it's right across from the kids' market.
Right.
And we're not going to the Vancouver Fish Company.
Hmm.
Are we going to Granville Island Brewing? That's where we're going, right there. What I was starting to say was that you go into these towns and you think, wow, that looks like reasonable. But then you realize what you really have to make to live there.
Right.
And we are going through a duck crossing. I don't see any ducks, but they're available. Now, isn't this cute? We've got your brick road, which you don't see very often anymore.
Right.
And it doesn't look like an old-fashioned one either. It's different. And probably these were all roads, and it looks like they made them into pedestrian malls.
Yeah.
It's going to have
So here's the, remember I told you there was a cement plant? So this is the cement plant.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. They've painted.
Yeah, they've painted all the silos in really funky, not Art Deco, but artistically painted murals, I guess, on the gigantic silos that hold all the...
Each silo is a person.
Whatever poison.
There is a lot of fog down here. Mm-hmm. You can see it. This is very decorative and fun. I did see a stop sign that looked like maybe it had French version of...
Oh, really?
Well, it was some language I didn't recognize. So also down here is an open market for people to buy produce and meat and fish. And there's a cute doggy walking across the street. It is very pretty. This is the kind of thing I imagine what it used to be like to go to the shops. Mm-hmm. You'd go one place to get meat. You go to one place to get...
Yes.
Bread. And I finally figured out what the big deal about day-old bread was. Like, what? Who cares? One day? But they didn't used to put preservatives in bread, so your bread would go crappy really fast. Now, this is a sight. There's some kind of boat coming towards us.
Yeah, that's the Harbor Ferry. It's you can jump on that ferry for about $2, and it'll take you across... over to the big downtown core, which we can't currently see because it's so foggy down here.
The sun is starting to burn it off. Look at that boat with the old-fashioned wood siding.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever talk on here about how they have those three-story, super fancy houseboats in Vancouver. Did we ever mention that? I thought maybe we did.
I don't... Have we seen one?
We were looking up online.
Oh.
Or something. This boat is called the Spirit of Nora O'Grady. False Creek Ferries. It's very tiny.
It's very tiny. And then what? You're just going to see a guy's going to jump out?
Oh, it's the guy with the bun that's driving the thing.
Yeah.
He's the captain
and
officially.
And a very nautical-looking knit sweater. And away he goes, off to his next stop. So that boat would carry maybe 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 to 15 people. Fully loaded, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like kind of like a death trap.
Okay, well, we're here. We're at Granville Island. We're going to get out and walk around and have some breakfast, I think.
Breakfast? Is it breakfast time?
Well, it's 11:42.
Oh, all right. We will tell you all the things we see afterwards. Hopefully, we have parked in a legal spot, so there will not be tickets.
Tickets, schmickets. We'll just fight them.
Brenda Boo here, back. I'm only talking because Faye Driver is trying to drive here in this pretty hectic traffic of downtown Vancouver, which has gotten very foggy.
Very foggy indeed, yes. Hello again. We're passing by the Ferrari store. Uh-oh. Ferrari Maserati Vancouver. Ooh. Three Ferraris in there.
So we're off the island, man. And we've barely had anything to eat. Starving to death.
Yeah, we've been porking it out today, haven't we?
You know those progressive dinners that people will have?
Yes.
That's kind of what we've been doing today.
Right, that's right. We're going to tell them what we've been, we've been. And, well, we started on Granville Island. We were very disappointed to discover that the Granville Island Market is closed on Mondays in January. So yeah. Out of the 365 days... We come on one of the four of them when it's the fucking place is closed.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but I thought it would be great for us to go to the Granville Island Market because there's, you know, quite a few stores in there. You could get all kinds of different stuff. But they're closed, so we couldn't go in there.
Mm-mm.
But we still managed to get some beer and some poutine.
Yeah, by going into a restaurant and buying and ordering it, right?
Exactly.
Faye had four glasses. That's four 16-ounce glasses of beer. And he's driving. I'm crazy. How many ounces were those?
Oh, probably 4 ounces each. Maybe five.
They seemed as like maybe a cup.
Yeah. Oh, you think 8 ounces?
I do think 8 ounces. Because I think it would hold a carton of milk.
The four glasses would hold a
one
carton?
Each glass would have held a cup of milk, or 3/4.
Yeah.
Regardless, they were smallish glasses. Tell them about the different beers you had.
Yeah, so I had it's called a flight. For the beer drinkers in the world who know about beer, I had a flight of four different kinds of beer. And they come in tiny little glasses. I think it's a 4 or 5 ounce glass. And I'm probably right, because I'm an experienced beer drinker.
Okay.
So the beers I had were all Granville Island beers. From the Granville Island Brewery. And, whoa.
That was close.
Another one, two in a row, two Porsches. We've seen a lot of Porsches today. Plus we're driving one.
Yeah, that Porsche had it two-toned.
Yeah, red fabric roof. I can't remember what I had, but I had a Granville Island Lager. I had a Winter Ale, which was really nice. It was a bit chocolatey and cocoa flavored.
Caffeinated. Had coffee in it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you're drunk. Try to remember. He's tanked, babies. He's tanked. And then we had some really good poutine, as I like to call it.
Yes, it was good poutine.
Pork gravy. We killed a lot of animals today. We killed a cow. We were responsible for killing a pig. And you had chicken. Didn't you?
I had bacon and bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Oh.
So then when we finished drinking before lunch, technically they didn't open till 12.
Yeah, and he teased me. He takes me around to all these stores with all this crap in it that nobody in their life would ever need. And he's just kind of whisked me by what? There. Don't go. No, don't bother going in there. No, that's okay.
We went by the bead store. We went by a pottery store.
Took me to the toy store.
Oh, yeah, the kids' toy store.
And there was a postcard store. There's at least one or two places I thought we would stop back through, but that didn't happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted.
Well, the parking was tenuous, so I wasn't gonna do that. It wasn't that important. Yeah, 1 hour parking. Oh, gee. So then we went to Bed Bath and Beyond, and Faye had to pay a large amount of money for shower curtains. But they're nice. And they weren't even they were like the cheapest versions of them.
Yes, totally.
There was a shower curtain in there that was $130.
Yeah. And ambulance.
Cheez-It. It's the emergency services. So then we went to a restaurant called Sophie's, which is a diner, old-fashioned diner style. Here comes an ambulance. And really cute inside with the red and actually pink booths. Very bright. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it had all kinds of, you know, stuff from the 50s on the walls. There were some creepy devil's masks that I saw up there.
Actually, I forgot to look at those. They were behind me, right?
Up above you. And so...
Coke bottles for a railing for divider.
Yeah, there you go. Divider. And you had a BLT and a salad, mm-hmm. And I had a really good hamburger. I mean, just really good, juicy, barbecued.
Yeah, it did look good. It was just a plain hamburger, nothing. Well, except it had that tzatziki style sauce,
mm-hmm.
That yogurty dill sauce on it,
mm-hmm.
Which was quite good.
Wow, that's just a wall of fog right over the ocean, or the water anyway. Do you call that the ocean?
I would call it the ocean, yes.
Oops. So there's the road that we're on, and parallel to us.
Called Beach Avenue.
Yeah, there's like beach. Oh, now there's that dude. What do you call that dude that looks like rocks? It's kind of like a human?
Yeah. Fuck. Not a kakuli.
Canuck?
No. I'll think of it.
It's a very famous symbol.
Yeah. What the native Indians would put little landmarks, little men made out of balanced rocks.
We call that Burning Man.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
So anyway,
Inukshuk.
Inukshuk?
No, Inukshuk.
Inukshuk. The birds around here are crazy. There are so many gulls.
You did see a very large seagull at the Granville Islands, didn't you? Or two.
There were some heifers. I've never seen such fat, neckless, as in no-necked seagulls. They had, call them a double chin, or I don't know what the hell. They were portly. You could, if you ate one, it'd be like the size of a chicken. It was the size of a small chicken.
Yep.
Easy. What district are we in now?
We are going through, we're in the West End, and we're on Denman Street, and it's this is the gay mecca, this is the gay main space in Vancouver. This is where all the homosexuals hang out.
I see the signs. It's nice that they put those signs around their necks so we know the difference.
Yeah. The pride flags.
I don't see any pride flags.
Oh.
Well, that's where I thought we were eating. I thought we were in the gay neighborhood back in the old, by Sophie's.
There's a pride flag for you.
It
doesn't get much bigger than that.
No, it doesn't.
So, we should go back to the Sophie's restaurant, which is like a 50s-esque kind of a diner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not entirely like the 50s diner with all the chrome, but close, right?
Oh, definitely.
Pretty close.
I
lots of kitsch.
Very. That might drive some people over the edge with that much kitsch. I really liked our waitress. She had a very chill sensibility to her, didn't she?
She did, yes.
Because she offered me more French fries, and I said, I don't want any more fries. She's like, do you want some soup? No. do you want a salad? No, I don't want it. So she brought me half a bag of potatoes on my plate. Yeah. And then she's like, you don't have to eat the potatoes if you don't want. And then I had kind of taken my sandwich apart and wasn't eating any of the bun, really. She's like, you just have it an open face, Sam. I mean, just the way she talked, it just seemed so chill, relaxed. Mm-hmm. But she's very nice.
Yes. It's a shame it's so foggy because we're going to go up and over the Lions Gate Bridge, which is a great view spot to see the ocean and the ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in. That kind. So this roadway that we're on right now has three lanes, and they have lights on it so they can switch depending on which direction and what time of day, they can switch it to have two lanes on one side or one lane on the other.
Correct.
To
tend to the rush hour traffic.
Yeah. Very smart.
Mm-hmm. See, so now in here, we're doing 90 kilometers an hour. And who else is doing 90 kilometers? And you see that sign?
60.
Right.
The flow of traffic is faster than that. Wouldn't you say? A little bit?
Yes. We're all doing 30 over.
Imagine the poor cop that would be sitting on you and you and you. So, Faye.
Yes, Brenda.
Can we talk a little bit about one serious topic, one thought-provoking topic?
Okay.
Because we just...
Too much fluff in your life. You want to hit it.
Anyway... It is very foggy. You can't even pretend to see the water from up here. People could be jumping off this bridge nonstop, and mm-hmm. we could not see it happening.
Now's the time to do it. I'm going to pull over.
Well, if you think I can drive home, okay, sure.
Ah, that's a good one.
Thank you very much.
She got me.
Ooh, sting and burn.
You were going to say a serious topic.
Yeah, the indigestion in my stomach is making it hard for me to concentrate. I keep having to burp. Sorry about that. You know, you feel comfortable when you can burp words at each other.
That's right.
Oh, I just keep thinking about, this discrepancy between everybody. It's not just me. I remember my mom saying this. The discrepancy between your body and your head and your brain. Like, I had a guy say to me very nicely at work the other night. He said, blankety blankety, ma'am. He was so respectful, like I was an 80-year-old woman. And it was like, oh, that's very nice, but are you that sure that I'm considered a ma'am? It's weird. There is a high rise in front of us, and there's some lights.
Yeah, wow. It's like the sun's maybe reflecting off of lights.
Windows.
In a high rise, and it makes it look like an eerie glow in the, like a UFO standing, floating there in the middle of the space.
Well, I was thinking, how could they possibly have a light that bright inside? But yeah, it's the sun. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I'm saying we sure have been describing a lot of things that we're seeing on this audio podcast. I hope people aren't starting to get pissed off.
Well, it's been a scenic day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is the effect of this fog is quite visually stunning at times. Because when I drove in today, mm-hmm. it was just a little bit of fog, and the fog has really come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now in God's country, the U.S. of A.
No fog, huh?
We didn't schedule fog for the day, I know that.
Okay, good.
But my serious topic is, y'all remember when you were a kid, grown-ups were grown-ups and kids were kids, and the two did not commingle, or you never mistook one for the other.
Right.
It's getting so now that everybody's like the cool mom or the cool grandma. You know, everybody wants to act younger.
Okay, so children are children and adults are adults, except now there's a confusion about the fact that what?
Well, everybody has an extended puberty, childhood, which I definitely have.
It's what does that mean?
Oh, not literally, but, you know, like, previous generations would have expected people to have their shit together by the time they're 18.
Oh, I can't, okay.
Nowadays, if you're 35 and mm-hmm. you still live at home, it ain't no thing.
Yeah, poor Billy. He needs time to get his life organized.
Yeah, everybody really gives their children a lot more slack mm-hmm. than they used to. Which, I, you know, good for them, I guess. But I was thinking more like we've all grown up in this world that's so sarcastic and so everything is a joke. I don't remember everything being so goddamn sarcastic, or everybody thought they were so goddamn funny. So it's like that affects the way you see serious things when it happens. Like if I go into the ED, let's say, that's the emergency department for mm-hmm. those of you. And let's say I've got something super serious going on. Let's say I had a heart attack or something. Or, you know, I could still see myself acting and joking about while the whole thing was going on.
Right.
Because there's part of me that doesn't want to take anything completely serious. Now, Faye is trying to merge, so we'll just let him drive. We're getting above the fog. See, there's the sun. So it's weird to me that every day of my life, I still feel like I'm about, well, when I'm stressed out, I feel my age. But, you know, if I'm having a normal day, I feel like I'm still about 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can concur with this feeling.
But then you go out in public and you have young guys look at you and you're nothing but a ma'am in their eyes.
Right.
And it's very disconcerting to me, and I don't know how to reconcile. Like, I see the number on my birthday, which is 55, and, you know, people in Canada, that's their retirement age, isn't it? Based on the information I've heard.
Not quite, but close, yes.
How do you reconcile your adult self with the inner child? Or your body. Why do you think our brain never grows? You know, we live each day with our brain. They have the series of, it processes the events and everything. Why does our brain never catch up with our body? Because my mom was in her 60s and she's like, I don't feel 60.
It's because in the development, as a human develops, about the age of 20 to 25 is where they really finally develop a sense of self-being and self-worth, right?
And consequences for your actions.
Right. And so these are your adulting years where finally it gets cemented to you that mom's not going to wash my socks anymore and I have to pay for the things. I have to be a mature, responsible adult. And whereas we get then stamped in our 20s or late 20s with the way that we acknowledge the world and think about things and see ourself. You know, you develop this picture of yourself all during this time that you're completed your puberty and you're developing your adult self. And that's the picture that we have now that we're in our 50s. We reference everything we do and experience off of this period of growth in our 20s.
Fine. Things that happened to me 35 years ago, music that was popular 35 years ago, is still, in my brain, is still as relevant as all the new bullshit that's out there, which I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. See ya.
Huh? See you later. We're not home yet. What's a see ya?
Sia is a female singer. She's like, I don't know, 18 or 20 or something. She's the big hot thing.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of the kids that were born like the year I graduated or thereabouts, and you know, they're 35. Because that's how long ago. Last year was my 35th high school class reunion. So it's weird. Like when I see contemporaries my age, I've noticed that I've started seeing them in my mind's eye. I could see what they would have looked like when we were in school together. Have you done that in your mind? Like you see a big kid?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You can tell by maybe the clothes they're wearing or just the general age. They look like they're about your age. And you're like especially if you talk to them and they open their mouths and let's say you have some casual conversation. That's how you find out you're about the same age. And then you can see the little kid inside.
There's a police officer-looking vehicle behind us, so...
What? Put the pot down?
Yeah. I think it's more like this.
Oh, I thought we just had a one-hitter with us. I didn't know we drug a whole bong along with us. In my scenario... And every, you know, it's always been young at heart. That's what everybody's advice is. You gotta stay young at heart.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Do you feel young at heart?
No. I now feel like a grumpy old man.
Well, grumpy forever.
Grump at heart.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other thoughts about it? Does it cause you stress? This is what I'm talking about. Like, my inclination is to be very goofy and childlike. And when I start pushing those down, like, let's pull it together, Brenda, you know. And then it kind of makes me feel dead inside.
Hmm.
Like today, I squirted you with a lime and it went directly in your eyeball. Part of me wanted to laugh, but I didn't.
Oh, dead stop on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
No one's doing 40 over now.
Yeah, no ticket problems. He forgot my question.
No, I'm trying to formulate a response. Give me a minute. the occurrence that happens for me is that I don't see myself as the old guy.
Well, you're not that old. You don't look like an old guy.
Well, I know, but even, say, a... Say, I look like a 50-year-old. We can at least say that much.
Mid-40s.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay.
Mid-40s.
But I accept that people may see me as an older gentleman. How about that?
Sure.
Especially when, you know, you're talking to a 20-year-old. For sure, once you're more than 35 years old to some certain age groups...
Be
That's
their parent.
It. You might as well be grandpa, right?
Well, you could be their parent. A 20-year-old, you could definitely be their parent.
Right. So, those I know and I can see when somebody sees me as that person.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's when I go, that's when I kind of have a sigh of remorse and go, oh, I'm the old guy.
I know. You want to joke. You want to talk like you're their peer.
Right.
I've done that many times where I'm like, I'll kick into like being a smart ass mode. And then I'll be like, oh, wait a minute. They're not seeing me like this. They just see me as this old, quite a bit older person.
Here's another, I'll give you another experience that has happened to me. So I'm on some certain committees at work with these fairly young fireman types.
Yes.
These fireman types are pretty strongly heteronormative guys.
Sorry about that.
And they're in their, you know, 30, you know, 20, late 20s to late 30s, most of them. So I am still 20 years ahead, maybe 10 to 20 years ahead of the oldest people. But I can still see, even though these guys are a little older, they may have families and wives and children and all that, and they're mature.
Right.
But I can still see the old, I see the old man when I look in their eyes, you know, looking back at me.
Yes, I know what you mean.
That's an interesting experience, too, where I'm trying to maintain my, air quotes, authority, because I'm, you know, in some of these situations, I'm off always being told, thank you for your wisdom, Faye,
and
your,
Jesus.
You know, your guidance, and that's just like the kiss of death, right?
Wisdom.
Well, they don't say that, but...
No, but I know.
If they were more literate, they might, you know.
Yo, dude, thanks for your, you know...
Good to have you on. You're super smart.
Aw, you're super smart.
Anyway, so I do experience this kind of situation.
If I have an old person in me, I feel like she would be bitter. Is it possible to be more bitter than I am right now? I don't know. And she would not be any fun at all. That's like, I was talking to... a professional, let's say.
A person of knowledge.
Yes. And I said something like, sometimes I think the only thing that has kept me kind of driving and not to give up is this little bit of hope that things can get better in terms of, like, where I'm living, I can get a better job, that I'll meet people. It's that kind of that delusional hope that keeps you... Like, okay, I'm not going to give up. Something could happen today. But I feel like if I was to look at stuff based only on the evidence that's presented, that could make me an old person real fast. Because, like, when I first moved up here, I remember my dad saying it had been a year. And he said, well, you've been up there a year and you haven't established yourself. You don't have a job.
When, in fact, you had actually already... Probably already had at least two jobs.
Well, yeah, I did several by then.
But, I mean, you were making every effort.
Yeah.
And having some success, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm going to split hairs here.
Yeah.
I'd also just like to interrupt you on another point, too, is that you described yourself as being, just now, you just described yourself as being, what word did you use?
Bitter?
Yeah, bitter. And I see less bitterness in you in these years than I have seen, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like you're much more positive in this last year than you have been. Maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
I think what you're seeing yourself as bitter right now because you're experiencing this birthday here, number 55.
Did you have to say that?
You've said it twice.
I know.
And I think you're right now, you're just a little bit wrapped up in some bitterness or melancholy about having this number click over.
Well, as we expressed off the recording device, I'm finding myself feeling less and less empathetic and more like your fuck uppery is really affecting me and I'm tired of it. And it seems like a younger, more optimistic person would be able to, you know, extend their hand a little easier. That's what I mean by being bitter. So I need some kind of concrete answer. Do I carry on like I am
being bitter?
Well, I mean, being the way I am right now, or do I try to become the wise old crone? The offside, the bad side, is if you're young at heart, when you become older, at some point you start to look like a lunatic.
Yes. But I think at that point you're going to have beads hanging out of your hair.
No, that's not going to happen.
And you'll be going to the beach to suntan, and you'll be wearing Spanx.
Where
as
are
your
you,
only outfit.
What are you pulling this from?
Well, I mean, this is the typical crazy lady that I see who's young at heart has drawn them to be identified as the kook.
Plus, you you have a lot of non sequiturs in your conversation. You know, like you'll be at the just anywhere, like you're at the grocery store, and all of a sudden, you know, she's ringing up your order, and you'll be like, you'll overhear something, and you'll go, Prius, fuck you.
What color is that? It's champagne.
No.
Yeah.
It's got too much green to be champagne.
Oh, okay.
I had to curb that. I'm going to tell you, I was constantly engaging in conversations where people didn't really have much reference, but because they needed to be polite to me, they're like, yeah, it's great. It's just super. Well, I'm going to write a book, How to Be a Successful Old Person in the 20-aughts.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think we've gotten anywhere. I don't feel concrete.
Well, my answer to you is don't stop what you're doing, I think. Just be your young self and don't let the world dictate how you should act based on the age that you appear to be.
Can I turn common language into song lyrics?
Okay.
Because you said don't stop.
Oh.
Believe in somebody. I got this. Oh, this is the last thing I want to say about this, but I got somebody good at work. He was describing something and he says she was a heartbreaker. And I said, but was she a love taker? Excuse me. Oh my God, it made me laugh so hard. And anyway. God, that cracked me up.
Well, I mean, there you go. It's a perfect example of the way that you should continue to be.
That's a pretty good one, though.
It is a good one. Okay. Done. Time to end this episode. Who's going to edit this one?
I suppose.
If we want it to be done within 3 months.
I'll do it.
Oh, right.
I'll do it. I did the last one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It only took a month. Month and a half. I don't have so much phlegma in the back of my throat. Well, say something, Faye.
You can email us at fayeandbrenda@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Drive Time Tonopah. I am the Faye Driver.
And I'm Brenda Boo.
Thanks for listening to the old crones cratter on.
Do you want to try that again?
No.
Okay, goodbye.